Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some prodigies, an excellent collaboration with Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin, and get this, some Jimmy Nail, and of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with a little music by Chopin. Now, he was a child prodigy who became a virtuosic pianist, despite the fact that he only performed about 30 times in his whole career. He wrote brilliantly and very ambitiously for the instrument, and we're going to hear this in his Grande Valse Brillante No. 2, today performed by Evgeny Kissin, another prodigy who began to play piano at the age of 2 and made his concert debut at the age of 10. He's since performed worldwide. This performance was recorded quite a little time ago at Carnegie Hall. Here is Evgeny Kissin. Thank you. Evgeny Kissin, and some beautiful music by Chopin. That was the Grand Valse Brilliant number 2. We're going to move on to a little bit of Rachmaninoff. Now, this is a nice collaboration with Yo-Yo Ma and Bobby McFerrin. Now, Yo-Yo Ma writes of this collaboration. He said, "It is a musical celebration, a life from youth to old age. While in so many ways this album speaks to children, it is equally true that perhaps its central goal is to release the child in the adult." Well, I agree on that one. From the CD Hush, here is some Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
What a glorious collaboration. That was Yo-Yo Ma, joined by Bobby McFerrin, and that was the vocal lead by Rachmaninoff. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to switch it up a little bit and go to Jimmy Nail. Now, this comes from the album Crocodile Shoes. I hope you enjoy.
Wish I could find the words to say, change your mind and make you stay. I've loved you so very long, but I know that's not the way to stop you walking out that door. If you don't love me anymore, Lord, if I could, there's no price I'll.
I try to sleep, I lie in between. I pray the Lord my soul to keep, and I try so not to dream.
In my arms I hold you near, with my lips I kiss you dear. I won't want to wake up and face this new day. Only one heart, only one heart. What made you take it and break it apart? Only one heart,
only one heart.
Only one heart. Lord, with only one heart. I go to bed, I try to sleep, I lie in between,
and I pray the Lord and I try so not to dream.
Only one heart,
only one heart,
only one heart,
only one heart.
What made you take it and break it apart? Only one heart,
only one
is
heart,
all I can give.
Yes, we like to switch it up a little bit on this program. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. That was Jimmy Nail, and that comes from the album Crocodile Shoes, and that was Only One Heart. And it is the time of the program, which I always love. It's oboe music time. Now, we're going back to a prolific child prodigy. In his time, even though his family did not want him to be a musician or a composer, I'm speaking of Telemann. And this is a great performance that we're going to hear of one of his great works. We've got oboist Marilyn Zepnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard. This is the Oboe Sonata in B-flat major.
Thank you.
Hooray for that performance. That was Marilyn Zepnik, joined by Mark Schumann and Raymond Lepard. And that was Telemann's Oboe Sonata in B-flat major. Now, we seem to be having a lot of all the hits on today's program, and artists whose parents did not necessarily approve of their profession of choice, including American composer Samuel Barber. He began composing at an age with his first operatic attempt at the age of, get this, 10. He went on to study composition, piano, and voice at the Curtis Institute, but he knew at an early age that he was destined to be a composer, as attested in this letter that he wrote to his mother, and I quote, "Dear Mother, I have written this to tell you my worrying secret. Now don't cry when you read it, because it is neither yours nor my fault. I suppose I will tell it to you now without any nonsense. To begin with, I was not meant to be an athlete. I was meant to be a composer. And I will be, I'm sure. I'll ask you one more thing. Don't ask me to try to forget this unpleasant thing and go and play football. Please. Sometimes I've been worrying about this so much that it makes me so sad." Well, those are the words of Samuel Barber. Well, I'm glad that he decided to go on to composition. And we're going to hear some beautiful selections from his complete songbook. Enjoy. Thank you. The voices of Cheryl Studer and also Thomas Hansen. These are comes from a selection of Samuel Barber's The Songs. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, we're all kind of searching some sun, and in this regard, Haydn wrote his Opus 20, or what is referred to as the Sun Quartets. He wrote them back in 1772. They were composed at a time of incredible tensions in Haydn's life, also at a time when he was influenced by new philosophical and political ideas which were sweeping Europe. These were incredibly important in the early development of the term and are considered a milestone in the history of composition. They also sound pretty good. In them, Haydn developed compositional techniques that were defined the medium of the next 200 years. For some historians, these works earned Haydn the title of the father of the string quartet. So we're going to check it out. This is a lovely performance by the Kadai Quartet, and this is Haydn's Sun Quartet, number 27. Opus 20, number 4. We're going to hear the Adagio.
Thank you.
the Kadai Quartet. That was the Adagio Affettuoso, and that comes from Haydn, from his Sun Quartet, number 27, opus 20, number 4. Now, you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I'm going to leave you on a happy note with some music from a great CD called Spirit of the Forest. Till next time.